very glad to see you, Doctor. It's been quite a while." Her voice died away, for the man was looking at her with an expression defying analysis, for Lacey was thunderstruck. If he had ever known it, and he must have, he had completely forgotten that MacDougall had this ship. This was awful. Terrible.
"Oh, yes. Yes, of course. How do you do? Mighty glad to see you again. How's everything going?"
She pumped her hand vigorously, thinking frantically the while what he could say next.
"By the way, who is to be in charge of the operating room?"
"Why, I am, of course," she replied in surprise. "Who else would be?"
"Anyone else," he wanted to say, but did not. Not then. "Why, that isn't at all necessary. I would suggest..."
"You'll suggest nothing of the kind." She stared at him intently. Then, as she realized what his expression really meant, she had never before seen such a look of pitying anguish upon his usually sternly professional face. Her own turned white, and both hands flew to her throat.
"Not Kim, Lacey," she gasped.
Gone now was everything of poise, of insouciance, which had so characterized her a moment before. She, who had worked unflinchingly upon all sorts of dismembered, fragmentary, maimed and mangled men, was now a pleading, stricken, desperately frightened girl.
"Not Kim, please. Oh, merciful God, don't let it be my Kim."
"You can't be there, Mac."
He did not need to tell her. She knew. He knew that she knew.
"Somebody else. Anybody else."
"No," came the hot negative, although the blood drained completely from her face, leaving it as white as the immaculate uniform she wore. Her eyes were black, burning holes.
"It's my job, Lacey, in more ways than one. Do you think I'd let anyone else work on him?" she finished passionately.
"You'll have to," he declared. "I didn't want to tell you this, but it's a mess." This, from a surgeon of Lacey's long and wide experience, was an unthinkable statement. Nevertheless,
"All the more reason why I've got to do it. No matter what shape he's in, I'll let no one else work on my Kim."
"I say no. That's an order. Official. Damn such orders," she flamed. "There's nothing back of it. You know that as well as I do. See here, young woman. Do you think you can order me not to perform the very duties I swore to do?" she stormed. "And even if it were not my job, I'd come in and work on him if I had to get a torch and cut my way in to do it. The only way you can keep me out is to have about 10 of your men put me into a straitjacket, and if you do that, I'll have you kicked out of the service bodily."
"QX, MacDougall, you win."
She had him there. This girl could and would do exactly that.
"But if you faint, I'll make you wish. You know me better than that, Doctor."
She was cold now as a woman of marble.
"If he dies, I'll die too, right then. But if he lives, I'll stand by."